It's the 22nd of January, and this is Wally Berg calling in from Plaza de Canada, or the Canada Camp, on the normal route of Aconcagua at 16,100 feet. The entire group did a carry and occupied this camp today, moving up from Plaza de Nulas, which is 2,100 feet below us. This normal route on Aconcagua has surprised me. It's exceptionally beautiful. You can see why it's the most popular route. And we've enjoyed the social life of all the international scene to the camp, different camps around each of the places we've stopped. And we've in particular enjoyed the acclimatization we've got. I've watched this group just breeze by numerous other teams that are starting their acclimatization on this route. Of course, coming from Ojos, we're all feeling very acclimatized, and it's paying off. Yesterday, we rested at Plaza de Mulas. The guides did a carry, Grant, and a Argentine guide named Marcus. We have, I think, enjoyed a little friendly competition and seeing who could carry their really big loads up the 2,100 feet to Canada Camp. They were 1 hour going up and 20 minutes coming down, believe it or not. And they came in with exuberant smiles, having enjoyed pushing themselves so hard on what was our rest day. But they did a good job beginning to stock the camp. And as I said, the rest of the team moved up no problem today. Early this morning, we did have a helicopter come in to Plaza de Mulas, however, and I'm sorry to say that Dick Jesser was flown out. This is due to a medial meniscus tear in Dick's knee that actually is an injury that's several years old, and he'd managed to get by on a number of other mountain trips, but for some reason on this trip, his knee swelled. As you can probably guess, Layla has a great friendship and relationship with both the park rangers and all the doctors on duty here at Aconcagua. You may recall from last year's dispatch that she was, and our climbing staff was involved with the rescue of a woman from Guatemala from high on the mountain. So Layla had Dick down with the doctors. There's actually three doctors stationed at Plaza de Mulas. Had him examined yesterday, and they watched the knee, determined it was too swollen for him to walk out. And early this morning, we put Dick on a helicopter. We're going to miss him, but once again, he's graced one of our climbs with his mountaineering spirit, ability, and his gracious good humor. And we're going to be inspired by him as we continue to climb. Donna, you know, her knee, I mentioned she stopped short of the Ojo Summit. Her old knee injury and her surgery kept her from continuing on this trip as well. And I'm going to update you now that we're getting in position to move to the high camps on Aconcagua as to where everyone is. Gary Kenyon, had in 1989 on Kilimanjaro, lost his vision at 17,500 feet. In 2002, with Bird Adventures on Elbrus, he had cloudy vision at 17,500 feet. Sure enough, as we climbed that elevation on Ojos, he looked at me and he said, my altimeter's working. And he proved to himself that the rest of his mountaineering days will be spent below 17,000 feet. We turned him back at that point, and of course he traveled through Copiapo, Santiago, and came to Mendoza with us. Joel, you know Joel, Sam, who intended to only do Ojos, Bruce and Gary came together. Joel really gave me the slip. Bruce said, you better give Joel a good motivational talk so he stays and does Aconcagua with me. I was planning that talk for Mendoza, but Joel showed up for the flight from Santiago Mendoza with a hand carry-on bag and nothing else, and I knew at that point that he and Gary were in fact planning a beach holiday on nice beach out from Santiago and also had talked to their wives and were looking forward to returning home. So of that fabulous foursome I just mentioned, Bruce, Sam, Joel, and Gary Kenyon, only Bruce remains to carry the flag to the summit, and I got a feeling he's going to make that. So the rest of us, I'll just run through the list here. Dee, Dave, Richard, Norb, Daniel, Bruce, Tom, Paul, and Gary Bacon are here at Plaza de Canada to test our good acclimatization higher and higher on Aconcagua and hopefully reach the summit in a few days. I mentioned our new Argentine guide, Marcus. We also have his partner, Pablo. These guys are from a beach south of Buenos Aires, but they're exceptionally fit and able.